The first preacher that ever gets a child is the mother. There's four or five Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and mother. And a mother should be a spirit-filled woman who can teach her children and teach them to pray and to know about God and so forth.
Remember, when Moses was a little boy, it was a mother who gave him his instruction. It's a godly mother who took little Moses on her knees.
You know how mother loves little babies? How she puts them on her chin? Remember how mother would take you and wash you and kiss you and would say how pretty you are and how she puts you to bed at night? And oh, if you had a little door would be open, a little draft coming through, something like that. Oh, wow, she'd run real quick and shut the door, cover up the little baby, and you know, she takes it. She loves you. She loved you. Oh, she loved that poor little thing that God had given her that was helpless and it couldn't help itself. So she loved that little baby. And she just kissed her little babies and played with them because she was a real mother.
See, a child listens to its mother. Some little touch about that mother that a child will listen to. When it's hurt, it'll go to the mother for consolation. Before it'll go to the father. Because she was first with it, you know. And there's some gift that God gives a mother to be that way. I mean a real mother. And children, if you've got a real mother that stays home and tries to take care of you, keeping your clothes clean, sends you to school, teaching you about Jesus, you should honor that sweet old mother with all that's in you. You should respect that woman. Yes, sir, because she's a real mother.
I think that a mother should be respected every day, the same. That's right, a real mother.
But Mother's Day should be every day. Not to send her a bunch of flowers on Mother's Day, but to love her and care for her 365 days and nights through the year.